decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. Good to have you here with us this morning. Let's see, what am I thinking of today? I'm not thinking of anything. I think I need to launch right into it today. Again, a little bit of program note. We're going to have the... there will not be a Squirrel Chatter Live tomorrow because I will be out of town. But I will be back on Friday. So just note that there's no Squirrel Chatter tomorrow. And a reminder that I will be preaching Sunday at Hot Springs Bible Church. So if you're in the area, stop by. I'd love to have you. Services at 11 o'clock. That's Hot Springs Bible Church. And we're going to launch right into it because I know there's a high school senior at, Frenchtown High School who wants to download the podcast to listen to on her way to school this morning. And if I don't have it posted by, you know, 7:45, she doesn't have a chance to download it. So she's probably a day behind. So let's freak her out and actually have two episodes waiting for her this morning. All right, let's jump in with the prayer of confession from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and most merciful Father, we've erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, we are continuing to read through the New Testament in the Legacy Standard Bible. We are in the Gospel of Mark. Only been reading two chapters a day because, quite frankly, the chapters are pretty long in Mark. The book's short, but the chapters are fairly lengthy. So we're just going to stick with two chapters again today. I think we're well on the way to making it to the end of the New Testament by the end of the year, which is the goal. So we're doing well. Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5. Then they came to the other side of the sea, into the region of the Gerasenes. And when he got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him, who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no one was able to bind him any more, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the shackles broken into pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. And constantly, night and day, among the tombs and in the mountains, he was screaming and gashing himself with stones. And seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, What do I have to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you, by God, not to torment me. For he had been saying to him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he was saying to him, What is your name? And he said to him, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he began pleading with him earnestly not to send them out of the region. Now there was a large herd of swine feeding nearby on the mountain. And the demons pleaded with him, saying, Send us into the swine, so that we may enter them. And Jesus gave them permission, and coming out of the unclean, And coming out, the unclean spirits entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, about 2,000 of them, and they were drowned in the sea. And their herdsmen ran away and reported it in the city and in the countryside. And the people came to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus and observed the demon-possessed man sitting down, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had had the legion. And they became frightened. And those who had seen it recounted to them how this had happened as to the demon-possessed man and all about the swine. And they began to plead with him to leave their region. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed was pleading with him that he might accompany him. And he did not let him, but he said to him, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he had mercy on you." And he went away and began to preach in the Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him, and everyone was marveling. And when Jesus had crossed over again in the boat to the other side, a large crowd gathered around him, and so he stayed by the seashore. And one of the synagogue officials named Jairus came up, and on seeing him, fell at his feet, and pleading with him earnestly said, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come, that by coming you may lay your hands on her, so that she will be saved and live." And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him and pressing in on him. And a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years, and had endured much at the hands of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse, after hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his garment. For she was saying, "If I just touch his garment, I will be saved from this." And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she knew within her body that she had been healed of her affliction. And immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and was saying, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples were saying to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he was looking around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." While he was still speaking, they came from the house of the synagogue officials, saying, "Your daughter has died. Why trouble the teacher any more?" But Jesus, overhearing what had been spoken, said to the synagogue official, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no one to accompany him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And they came to the house of the synagogue official, and he saw a commotion and people loudly crying and wailing. And entering in, he said to them, "Why are you making a commotion and crying? The child is not died, but is asleep." And they began laughing at him. But putting them all out, he took along the child's father and mother and his own companions, and entered the room where the child was. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha cum," which translated means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And immediately the little girl stood up and began to walk, for she was 12 years old. And immediately they were completely astounded. And he gave them strict orders that no one should know about this. And he said that some food should be given to her to eat. Chapter 6. And when Jesus went out from there and came into his hometown, and his disciples followed him, and when the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many listeners were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to this man? And such miracles as these performed by his hands? But is this man not the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they were taking offense at him. And Jesus was saying to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own town and among his own relatives and his own household." And he could do no miracle there except that he laid hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he was marveling at their unbelief. And he was going around the villages teaching. And he summoned the 12 and began to send them out in pairs and was giving them authority over the unclean spirits. And he instructed them that they should take nothing for their journey except a staff only, no bread, no bag, no money in their belt, but to wear sandals. And he added, do not put on two tunics. And he was saying to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave town. And any place that does not receive you or listen to you, as you go out from there, shake the dust off the soles of your feet for a testimony against them. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they were casting out many demons and were anointing with oil many sick people and healing them. And King Herod heard it, for his name had become well known, and people were saying, John the Baptist has risen from the dead, and that is why these miraculous powers are at work in him. But others were saying he is Elijah, and others were saying he is a prophet like one of the prophets of old. But when Herod heard it, he kept saying, John, whom I beheaded, has risen. For Herod himself had sent and had John arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, because he had married her. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. Now Herodias was holding a grudge against him, and was waiting to put him to death, and was not able. For Herod was afraid of John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and he was keeping him safe. And when he heard him, he was very perplexed, but he used to enjoy listening to him. And a strategic day came when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his great men and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. And the king said to the girl, ask me for whatever you want, and I will give it to you. And he swore to her, whatever you ask of me, I will give it to you, up to half my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask for? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And immediately she came in a hurry to the king, and asking, saying, I want you to give me at once the head of John the Baptist on a platter. And although the king was very sorry, yet because of his oaths and because of his dinner guests, he did not want to refuse her. And immediately the king sent out an executioner and commanded him to bring back his head. And he went and beheaded him in the prison, and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the girl, and the girl gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard this, they came and took away his body and laid it in a tomb. And the apostles gathered together with Jesus, and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For there were many people coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. And they went away in a boat to a desolate place by themselves. And the people saw them going, and many recognized them, and ran there together on foot from all the cities, and got there ahead of them. And when Jesus went ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he felt compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. And when it was already quite late, his disciples came to him and began saying, this place is desolate, and it is already quite late. Send them away so that they may go into the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered and said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said to him, shall we go and spend 200 denarii on bread and give them something to eat? And he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go look. And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And he commanded them all to sit down by groups on the green grass. And they sat down in groups of hundreds and of 50s. And he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food and broke the loaves. And he kept giving them to the disciples to set before them. And he divided up the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 full baskets of broken pieces, and also of the fish. And there were 5,000 men who ate the loaves. And immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away. And after bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. And when it was evening, The boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. And seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against them, at about the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. And he intended to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly amazed, for they had not gained any insight about the loaves, but their heart was hardened. And when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, immediately the people recognized him, and ran about the whole region, and began to carry here and there on their mats those who were sick, to the place they heard that he was. And whenever he was entering villages, or cities, or countryside, they were laying the sick in the marketplaces, and pleading with him that they might just touch the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched it were being saved from their sicknesses. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks for being with us today. I wish you the very best of Wednesdays, and I pray that you will do everything you do today as unto the Lord. Do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not to do. God bless you, and I hope to see you again tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.